We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
Now, I think technically spring is almost here. I was biking today. I know spring. That ain't spring. It's cold as you know what. And that's why when Benigno gets on the air in about a, you know, half hour, an hour or so, he has a doctor's appointment today. He is going to be in a feisty mood because he will have been outside in 35-degree weather going to a doctor. So when he comes on, all I got to say is Todd Bowles, and I may light the fire keg, if you will. How are you, everybody? It's the midday show. Benigno and Roberts. Joe will be with us in a half hour, an hour or so, when he gets back from his doctor's appointment. Ernie and Dove on the other side. There are two things on my mind on this Tuesday morning. Number one, I love America, okay? Doesn't mean I hate the world. I respect the world. I'm fine with the world. I have no issue someday when they come up with travel where you can press a button and instantly end up somewhere. I have no problem going to Europe. But Yankees, Red Sox should not be played in London. I'm sorry. And I'll give you a quick answer on why and why it actually does annoy me a little bit. Number one, Major League Baseball is doing this to make money. That's fine. They're a business. That's all they care about. They want to make money. They want to spread the game of baseball. I don't know if it's ever going to be that popular in Europe, but God bless them. That's what they want to do. How does Yankees Red Sox benefit any Yankee fan or any Red Sox fan? The only excuse you can come up with on why you like it is Ernie's lame excuse. And Ernie's lame excuse is, well, I'll never go to London anyway, so this is an excuse for me to culture myself and go to England and go check out the mother country. That's not really that good of a reason, because this doesn't benefit the fan at all. In fact, if I'm a Red Sox fan, I'm ticked off because I'm losing two home games. And, but there's 81 of them. Calm down. You don't play the Yankees a million times. You get 9 or 10 games in your ballpark against the Yankees, and you're going to move this thing to London, and it doesn't benefit the fans at all. All it benefits are the owners and the players. So it doesn't benefit the fans. So why should we as fans be excited about the Yankees and the Red Sox in England? Give me a break. We don't need it. We don't want to see it. It doesn't benefit us. So that's number one. Number two, I was looking for the audio of Aaron Boone's tone when asked about the lineup and lineup construction. We couldn't find it here. So I don't know if Boone is actually annoyed or if he doesn't care, if he's just answering a question. But right now, and it's not just Aaron Boone, it's everybody in baseball, our assumption is that the lineup is being made from upstairs. That's what we're all going to think. So Aaron Boone or Mickey Callaway can tell us they're making out the lineup. They can try to convince us they're making out the lineup. They could, I swear, I'm making up the lineup. But I think for all of us, in this day and age in Major League Baseball, our assumption is that that lineup is coming from upstairs. Now, there is still going to be a lot of decisions Aaron Boone and Mickey Callaway make on a night-in and night-out basis that Brian Cashman and Sandy Alderson really can't impact. That feel for a game, that pitching change in the fifth or sixth inning, that decision of when to pinch hit for a guy, in the Mets case for the pitcher, in the Yankee case for Neil Walker late in the game, if so be it, or Brandon Drury late in the game, if so be it, or on a day where Austin Romine is catching. Those decisions will still be made by the manager, but I got to tell you, Aaron Boone, Mickey Callaway, they could tell us whatever they want. The bottom line is, we all believe for the most part that those decisions are coming from upstairs. They're coming from Cashman, and they're coming from Sandy Alderson. So as we digest whatever the Yankee opening day lineup is, and I've made my opinion very clear, I'd hit the monsters back to back to back. I'm not messing around. I'm not getting cute. I'm not sticking lefties in there. Maybe in July or August, if Greg Bird's hitting 330 and he's now proved himself as a guy that can stay healthy and is putting up big-time numbers, of course, sure, things can change. Last year on opening day, if I'm not mistaken, Aaron Judge was hitting seventh. So things can change very quickly. But going into the start of this season, to me, Judge 2, Stanton 3, Gary 4. That's it. And we've gone through this before when you look at the splits. You've got guys, lefties like Greg Bird and Didi Gregorius, who are fine against lefties, and Sanchez and Judge, who are actually better against righties than they are lefties. So the splits don't even back up this need, this pressing need to split these guys up. But whatever the decision is, we're all going to agree, for the most part, that that decision came from upstairs. That's number two with the Yankees. With the Mets, and this is for the Yankees too, but more so for the Mets because of their history. I wake up this morning and I see that Justin Turner got hit by a pitch. He broke his wrist. He's out for 9 weeks. So if you have already had your fantasy draft, oh my God, do I feel bad for you. When you wasted that second or third round pick on Justin Turner, and now he's going to be on the DL for 2 months, and for the Dodger fan coming off that brutal World Series loss, you're all pumped up. This is the year. We're going to put it all together, and Justin Turner's out for the first 2 months. But what this tells me and reminds me is at this point in spring training, I am taking every valuable piece I have, I'm putting bubble wrap around them, and I'm not playing them anymore. I'm done. I'm backing the truck up. If I'm the Yankees, I'm taking Judge, I'm taking Stanton, I'm taking Bird especially because he's always hurt. I'm locking him up, and I'm driving to Toronto, or actually Atlanta first because they go to Atlanta for some exhibition games. I'm not messing around. I mean, look what happened to Jason Vargas. It's fluky. Guy gets hit by a line drive, and granted, that's not as serious. It's his non-throwing in hand, and because the Mets for now, I'm knocking on wood as hard as I can. For now, the other five guys are healthy. It may not be a big deal, but at this point in spring training, I am done. Yoenis Cespedes should not play another game. Let him take live BP. That's it. So his stroke can at least remain in tune, if you will, going into opening day against the Cardinals next week. But you see that injury to Justin Turner, man, I'll tell you, I get nervous. If I'm a Met fan or a Yankee fan, I get nervous. That's number three. And here's the fourth thing on my mind from last night. I sat down and I wanted to watch basketball because I'm a glutton for punishment. And for the Nets, it doesn't matter. There's no lottery picks, just win games. I want to see them win games. I want to see development. I want to see D'Angelo Russell. I want to actually see Jahlil Okafor play a few minutes. I want to see him win. If you're a Knicks fan, you're sitting there and you're hoping you lose. Last night was the epitome in this town of what is wrong with this sport right now with the tanking. And I know when Joe comes on, he is all for getting rid of the lottery. I'm all for getting rid of the lottery too. But you've got to completely alter this because last night, the New York Knicks are putting young kids out there because they want to evaluate Trey Burke and they want to evaluate Emmanuel Mudiay and they want to evaluate Troy Williams. And they could sit Tim Hardaway and Courtney Lee all day. It's not even going to make that big of a difference. They're going to play the young, hungry kids because they have to evaluate them. Last night, the Chicago Bulls took three guys who are not aging veterans. They took three guys who are part of the future of this team, and they sat them for no reason other than the fact that they wanted to lose. All of a sudden, Marc Gasol, granted he's a veteran, has an illness and doesn't play last night? You can argue in the grand scheme of things, who cares? It's Knicks, Nets, these games don't matter. This is as bad, and I think I say this every year because it keeps getting worse. This is as bad as I've seen it. And what they've got to do, they got to blow this thing up now. And it's very simple what you've got to do. I'm sure everyone's heard. I've mentioned this on the air. Bill Simmons has written about it, the idea of some kind of tournament. And this is what they have to do. There's no other choice anymore. 15 teams make the playoffs. 15 teams don't make the playoffs. I'm cutting off the bottom 16th team, all right? The top 15 teams, forget conferences, all go to the playoffs. They're in. They're happy. They're getting ready. You take the bottom 15, and you have a tournament. Single elimination, NCAA, March Madness style, fill out the bracket, enter a pool tournament. And if you line it up, here's what I would do. The top team that missed the playoffs gets a first round bye. So in this case, it's the Los Angeles Clippers. I take the Bucks, the Nuggets, the Pistons, the Lakers, the Hornets, the Knicks, the Bulls, the Nets, the Kings, the Mavs, the Magic, the Hawks, the Grizzlies, and the Suns. I line them all up. I go four straight days, and I have a tournament. And the winner of that tournament makes the postseason and gets the number one overall pick. And here's what happens with that. The players are motivated because they're given a gift. They can make the playoffs. If you're the New York Knicks, you got a shot. You're the seventh seed in this tournament. And you've got veteran players like Enes Kanter and Trey Burke who want to win. Good. Go win. Go win the tournament. You're in the playoffs. You're thrilled. You've given a second life despite your garbage regular season. And it helps the front office because if you win, you got the number one overall pick. They're happy. Everybody's happy. It works on so many accounts. Number one, there'll be fan interest. I'll tell you right now, if I actually had something on the line, like the playoffs, and maybe I get my pick back, I'm locked into Nets-Bulls because Nets-Bulls would be a first-round matchup, according to this seeding. You'd be locked in. You'd be watching. If you're a Knicks fan, if you're Beningo, who I would guess Joe maybe watched 5 minutes of last night's Knicks game, and who could blame him? What's on the line other than evaluating Troy Williams, you know? You'll be locked into the games. You'll watch the games. And there's two things on the line for the different kind of fans. Number one, the dream of making the playoffs. And number two, a draft pick. Because last night, you're charging big money at the Garden. And that's the garbage the Bulls come up with. And here's the thing about the Bulls. I can't even really be that mad at them because their strategy is we want to lose. Of course that's their strategy. Because that's the makeup of this sport right now. The other thing is, just to fix Billy Kingitis, you no longer can lose the number one overall pick. So in the future, not this year, it's not happening, I get it. But in the future, if you are a team like the Nets or the Lakers who have moved first-round picks, if you win the tournament, if you win the whole shebang, you get to keep your pick. So there's no I'm playing for another team garbage. I think it works on a lot of levels. So we've heard a lot of variations of this tournament with the NBA. It's a week, probably a little bit less. You could set it up at a neutral site, kind of like the NCAAs. And I'll tell you, people will watch this. You will watch bad basketball because it's exciting. And you want proof that you'll watch bad basketball because it's exciting? Are you ready? I give you the NCAA tournament because nobody can tell me a lot of those games isn't garbage basketball. So here you go. Garbage basketball at a professional level. You fill out your brackets. Everybody put. I bet you Ernie will fill out a bracket, and he can't stand the NBA. Yeah, you would. Don't lie to me. You're filling out a bracket. Ernie, for the sake of this, just say you're filling out a bracket. Shut up. Jeez. My God. Just go with it. Go with it. He's filling out a bracket. Because last night, think about the prices. You were at the Garden last night, and you're watching that? And again, I can't even fully blame the Bulls. They're doing what this. They are taking advantage of the system. It's like when you take advantage of the tax code. You're not breaking any law, right? You're just taking advantage of the system. Silver's got to fix it. Last night in New York was a pathetic night of New York basketball. And trust me, we've seen many a pathetic night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.